Here's Jack on Stores. We're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. A reminder, Toys for Tots giveaways happening again today, this time at the Legion Hall in Wingdale. That'll be today from 11 until 4. Direct any families that may need toys and assistance their way, please. Also a reminder that Santa's helpers that drive the big yellow bus collecting toys and food through today. Boxes are located through today at Little Professor's, Talk of the Town Deli, Richie's Deli, Amenia Town Hall, Conklin's Garage, or you can drop off at the Weebatuck Bus Garage. Elizabeth Hilpman of Norfolk has now joined the board of directors of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation, joining Barlow Partners in January of 2001 as a chief investment officer and a partner of the firm. She has now over 30 years of investment management experience, including Comerford, Dartmouth College, and Global Asset Management. In Falls Village on December 20th, the Lee H. Kellogg Winter Concert is being held at the Lee H. Kellogg School at 6:30, including music of the Beatles, Cyndi Lauper, Styx, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and more. Coming up on Wednesday the 20th, the Sharon Conservation Commission has their regular meeting set for 7 p.m. That'll be at Sharon Town Hall. An evening for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, their third annual Chicken Pot Pie Dinner, sponsored by the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, will be held on Thursday the 21st in the Hunt Room. The cost of the dinner, which includes pot pie with mashed potatoes, dessert, and beverage, $30 per person. Alcohol is not included. The evening will include a performance by the Housatonics. Dinner begins at 6. Because the seating is a limited reservation event, reservations are required. For reservations or more information, 860-435-0030. Proceeds from the dinner benefit the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Youth Skiing Programs. There will be a special town meeting in the town of Salisbury that will happen at Salisbury Town Hall on Thursday at 7:30 to see what action the town will take with respect to approval of expenditure of over $178,000 to purchase an aquatic plant harvester and enactment of an amendment ordinance number 76, section 5 of the town of Salisbury ordinances provide that beginning in November 2019, the three alternate members of the Planning and Zoning Commission will be elected rather than appointed by the Planning and Zoning Commission. A copy of the proposed amendment to the ordinance is on file at the Office of Town Clerk in advance of that meeting.
The American Red Cross conducting a blood drive on Friday from 7:30 to 12:30 at Housatonic Valley Regional High School on Warren Turnpike Road. To make an appointment to give blood, you can download the Red Cross Blood Donor app or call 800-733-2767 or visit redcrossblood.org.
This year's annual Santa Run will be on Saturday, December 23rd. Santa will be starting in Wingdale at 12 p.m. Dover Santa will start at 3 p.m. This year's routes will be the same as last year's. In the case of an emergency call, fire trucks will be responding and updates will be made. Let your friends and neighbors know and feel free to share this with other people. Chorus Angelica's choirs will present a musical on Saturday. The Training and Advanced Training choirs will present Angels in Training on Saturday at 2 p.m. at Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon on South Main Street. The Berkshire Children's Chorus Junior Choir will collaborate for the performance, which is a mini Christmas Angelicus with seasonal readings and repertoire. The event is free and open to the public. In December 23rd, Hudson in partnership with Wave Farm, Phil Klein's Unsilent Night returns for its second year, led by Phil Klein himself. Participants gather at the Hudson Public Square at Warren and 7th Street and march to the promenade. This year's parade route celebrates Hudson's lesser-traveled alleys and enclaves winding through corridors and byways at 7 p.m. December 23rd in Norfolk Infinity Hall, months before becoming the youngest winner of NBC's The Voice, Connecticut native Sawyer Fredericks found his way into the hearts of music lovers with his rendition of I'm a Man of the Constant Sorrow. That'll be at 8 p.m. at Infinity Hall on December 23rd. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 140.46 to 24,792.20 yesterday. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6994.76 and the S&P 500 at 2690.16. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.